Unit 7, Talking About the Past, Part 1. Page 37, Listening. Sit with the same partner you had from activity number 7. The former losers will leave the room while the winners listen as Sarah tells an interesting experience she had before. The winners will tell the story to the losers. Next, switch roles and repeat. Finally, listen to the recording again as a class.
I was sitting with my family and some family friends on the day after Christmas of 2001. It was about 2:30 in the morning. We were up very late, but we were gathering with old friends and talking. And the phone rang, and there was a cop on the phone. My mother answered the phone, and they asked if my brother, Kenneth, was Kenneth Castiva. She answered, yes, that's my son, and asked if he drove a black Dodge Stealth, and she said yes. They said, we just found it flipped over in a ditch, and he is nowhere to be found. So frantically, we all start talking about what to do. My father and one of the family friends got in the car and immediately went to the road where they said they found the car. I stayed at home with my mother because I didn't want her to stay there alone. And I was absolutely hysterical because I thought he was obviously no longer alive. We then met my father at the scene of the accident where there were ambulances and cop cars all over the ambulance. Actually, I think there were two ambulances also.
So that was your brother's truck?
It was a car, a Dodge Stealth, like a real speedy racer type car. Yes, it was his car that they found, and he was gone. No, he was nowhere to be found. So we get to the scene and start looking all over, but it was pitch black outside. So then we went back home to get a spotlight, and the police were involved, the firemen. It was going over the CB, so everyone knew about it. The police put out a search team with greyhounds. They were tracing his blood, but since it was on the concrete, they couldn't trace it back very far, other than about 15 yards. So at about 4:30, we get a phone call from my little cousin who lives next door to me, and he was waiting at my house for phone calls as we were looking for my brother, and he said, your brother Ken just walked in the back door. Here he had walked home from the scene of the accident. 4 miles, we live in the mountains, and it was probably about 11 degrees outside. He had a swollen hand, his face was all cut up, all bloody. His shirt and pants were both ripped, his leather coat was ripped. His car was absolutely demolished, cell phone thrown across the street, that's why he couldn't call for help. He was totally out of it, and the only way he walked home was because of the adrenaline rush from the accident. We then called the police, they stopped the search and immediately drove him to the hospital, which is about 20 minutes away, and he was totally coherent, and it was the weirdest thing because him and I were singing songs that were on the radio on the way to the hospital. So we get to the hospital, they immediately took him in, the police were there waiting, they did breathalyzer checks because it was so late in the morning and he had been at the bar earlier in the evening. Luckily, he had only had a drink, so he didn't come up on the scales. They then fixed him all up. We waited in the emergency room till about 7:30 a.m. for him. The only thing that came out of it was he had a couple broken ribs, which healed in about 2 months. He had scrapes on his hand that were very deep, but stitches took care of those, and those healed in about 2 weeks. And his eyes, the one pupil is, to this day, which is about 6 months later, it's still dilated. Mm-hmm. So he's having problems with that, but is seeing an ophthalmologist about every couple months, and so they're trying to take care of it. His car was totaled. He managed to get his subwoofers out of the back. They weren't broken at all. And the weirdest thing was the front seat of his car, the driver's seat, had not one scratch on the leather or anything, but everywhere else in the car was absolutely smashed in. So it was extremely lucky. And the airbag is what gave him the cuts and scrapes on his face. So that really saved his life. And definitely a learning experience for him. And it was kind of interesting the way it worked out with his car. He managed to get a lot of money back from the insurance company and bought a used Lexus. So he didn't really go down much in cars. And everything worked out fine for him. He borrowed my car for about 3 weeks and took it back to college with him and stuff.